You're listening to KGOU. I'm Richard Bassett. In the state's largest city, the public often doesn't hear the details on complaints filed against police and the investigations they prompt. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports a group of Oklahoma City activists are calling for a new system of oversight in response to police violence.
In 2014, a middle-aged black woman accused an Oklahoma City police officer of raping her. Her accusation led to the investigation, arrest, and conviction of Daniel Holtzclaw. Eventually, the officer with around 3 years on the police force was accused of raping and sexually assaulting at least 13 victims, all of them black. One victim was 17 years old.
The fact that things weren't, quite frankly, radically changed after Daniel Holtzclaw, is mind-boggling.
Joshua Higginbotham is an activist with the Oklahoma City chapter of Black Lives Matter. He and other activists want Oklahoma City residents to have more insight into investigations of police misconduct. It was police who followed up on accusations against Holtzclaw and arrested him, but police had to track down most of his victims. They didn't initially file complaints with the department. Higginbotham believes that's a sign something is wrong.
They don't think anything will happen, and they make that determination because of experience.
Between January 2015 and May of this year, there were 303 complaints filed against Oklahoma City Police Department officers and employees. Department spokesperson Captain Larry Withrow said state law doesn't require police to share copies of the complaints or the final investigation records that led to officers being punished. The agency didn't release the names of all the officers and civilian employees disciplined after receiving complaints. It did release names for 15 employees disciplined at the end of internal investigations and 5 employees, including Holtzclaw, whose complaints were serious enough the department fired them or suspended them without pay.
There's a huge amount of trust that is put into officers. I don't know that any form of scrutiny could be strong enough.
Oklahoma City has a part-time citizens advisory board allowed to review complaints and police investigations of employees. The volunteer board is limited to making recommendations. Their meetings and most of their work aren't public record. The board's chair declined to comment for this story and referred questions to the police department. Instead of relying on that board, Black Lives Matter has suggested the city hire an independent police monitor and give them power to issue subpoenas.
And that instills confidence in the public so that they know they have someone who watches the watchers.
Higginbotham wants to build off the monitoring system in New Orleans, a city that, like Oklahoma City, has a mayor with limited power over the police. He just wants a stronger version. Susan Hudson is New Orleans' current independent police monitor. She says her office can't investigate police misconduct. They take complaints, review them, and write reports on investigations. But all of their reports are shared with the public.
Same thing on use of force. We roll out to the scene of critical incidents.
Anytime an officer shoots their gun, anytime someone is hospitalized by police, Hudson's team responds.
Anytime that there's head or neck trauma, and finally, anytime there's an in-custody death.
She says transparency and independence are key to their work. Oklahoma City Mayor David Holt has said he's open to reviewing police oversight. The city is launching 2 task forces. One will review the chances of creating a human rights commission, and another will review police policies. Police Chief Wade Gourley said in a written statement he's open to discussing reform with members of the community as long as those changes don't conflict with the law. Angela Hornsby, a black woman living on Oklahoma City's east side, is hopeful the latest efforts to push change will make a difference, but she's still skeptical. Earlier this month, Hornsby told the city council that several years ago, Oklahoma City police pulled her over in her neighborhood because she had a broken license plate light.
I went to open the door, and the police, with a gun pointed at me, yelled, "Do not get out of the car."
There were 2 officers. They eventually let Hornsby out of her car, but she says one officer, gun drawn, inspected her vehicle.
And the only person in my car is my baby, who's sleeping and has a disability.
Hornsby didn't file a complaint. She didn't even consider it an option. She doesn't believe she'll be taken seriously if she complains about police officers to other police officers. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. You can find more of Quentin's reporting on criminal justice online at kgou.org. Just click the link for State Impact.